When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And Hunter Wendell said it's just thrown out Aaron Boone.
Oh, boy.
Who said it? You're gone.
I don't... Boone didn't say anything. Boone's just been thrown out of the game.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York City. KM to 2 a.m. I got an hour left. 877-337-6666. If you want to talk about your New York Knicks, for a second, I'm going to go in on my New York Yankees. That's another win. That's a nice little win streak. Check the standings. As we say, go New York, go New York, go. A lot of winning. No L's to talk about this week. And we'll see what happens with the weather in the Bronx. We'll see if we end up playing this 5:05 start. Again, warning, 5:05. If you're a Yankee fan that works till 5 o'clock, if you're not aware that tomorrow night's game is, or tonight's game, excuse me, Thursday, is a getaway day game that starts at 5 to try and get the Houston Astros up out of here early. The Yankees are 25-13, and they're right there with the Baltimore Orioles. Obviously, the Orioles have the tiebreaker over them, so they're not in first place with that record. They're right under the Baltimore Orioles, but man, when you look across Major League Baseball, when you look at the standings, there is not too many teams that have more wins than the New York Yankees. The Dodgers, of course, with 26. The Philadelphia Phillies with 26. And the Phillies, I watched a little bit of that game today against the Blue Jays. They lost. The Phillies had like an 11-game home win streak going on. That's over. That ended. But yeah, I'm good with the Yankees. Our concern with the Yankees over, let's say, the last week or two, last month, whatever. Obviously, Judge, we weren't sure if he was hurt. People were saying that, you know, Juan Soto was overshadowing him. I didn't really buy into that. He's locked in now. He's dialed in now. Tonight was the night. Followed up with like what he did two nights ago, what he did Sunday. Judge is looking like Judge. He's on it. Juan Soto, Soto-matic. You already know Juan Soto is automatic, Soto-matic. He's just, baseball is easy for him. He can hit. Stanton. Put respect on Stanton's name. I know you guys want to make Stanton the whipping boy. Gleyber Torres is the whipping boy right now. Sheesh, Gleyber. Having a terrible, how is he having his worst year in a walk year, in a contract year? He needs a break. They need to sit him down, yo. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that. John Birdie is back. So, can't John Birdie play second base? Give Gleyber the day off tonight, Thursday, going into the weekend. Give him the day off. Put John Birdie back in, right? I see that they went with Oswaldo tonight at third base. Put John Birdie in at second base. Or put Oswaldo at second base and John Birdie at third, if that is what you're more comfortable with. Gleyber Torres, I don't know. He worked two walks tonight, but it's just like it's not there for him. And I don't care about him getting thrown out on the. It didn't matter. It was stupid early on in the game with him and Volpe on the Soto. Like whatever. All is well that ends well. The biggest thing for the Yankees is the pitching is still better than expected without Gerrit Cole. Carlos Rodon has a bounce back performance tonight, and even when you look at his line is a little skewed because they brought him back out after he went six innings. They brought him back out. And the fans are doing the wave probably and whatever. He gave up a little bit at the end. But I'm good with Carlos Rodon. How many conversations did we have in the offseason about, man, this season hinges on if Carlos Rodon is the pitcher that he was last year or he's improved. He's improved. He's been consistent. He's been good enough. Good enough. Maybe not good enough for the contract, but good enough in a rotation with Luis Gil, Clark Schmidt, Nestor Cortez, Marcus Stroman, missing the reigning AL Cy Young winner. The bullpen has been good as well. Ian Hamilton has not been the ham dog, the slombio. Like, he hasn't been that guy that he was in the beginning. But good, Brian Cashman, make some trades. Teams are making trades. The Rangers are making trades. The Padres are making trades. Chicago White Sox are looking to make trades. So someone in my chat said, hey, he threw up today. Glaber threw up today. I don't care. I missed that. I guess I was watching the Knick game. It was hot. And who knows what he was eating or what he was doing. But Glaber, I don't know. Glaber, I feel like he needs a rest or some type of reset. And everybody's getting some but him. So, yeah, even today, Rizzo with another knock. Stan with a rope, hardest hit ball in Major League Baseball, 119 miles an hour. All rise, here comes the judge. Three ribbies for Judge, a homer for Judge, and another Soto blast. And it was hilarious. It was deja vu. It was so predictable. I was at the game two nights ago. Kyle Tucker hit that home run, and nobody cared. And tonight, I wasn't at the game, but I tweeted out, oh, Kyle Tucker, you're the man again, but for not long again. And how long did that last? Not long. The Yankees came and got the lead back in the bottom of the first. So 877-337-6666 for the Yankee fans that want to chime in on the fan before I'm done. Obviously, we're talking Knicks. Let's get back to the phones with Peter in Waterbury. What's up, my guy?
Hey, it's time for the cold beer.
Yes, sir.
And as long as the Knicks can protect their home, they'll be 8-8 going to the conference in the finals. And they really gutted it out today. They really gutted it out, or yesterday, really.
Yeah, a great performance. Highest scoring performance in the playoffs. We haven't seen them score that many points in a long time. They just, however you want it, you can get it. They're going to find a way.
And Josh Hart is the Iron Man.
Yes, he is. He is an X-Men. The way he's able to stay on the court, he's a mutant. They're, like, humans, they need a break. They need a blow. Like, they need to sit down. They need some water. They need to catch their breath. This guy is high motor, high energy the entire time.
He played at 48, and hopefully OG will be back in time for the Celtics. That's going to be, if he's not back for the Celtics, it doesn't look good for them. But, hey, they can go to 8 down and 8 to go.
Yeah, we don't know, and that's why we watch. And, you know, I did hear reports on Kristaps Porzingis, like his injury being better than they expected. So they, you know, expect to get him back. But they still have games to play. And I'm not wishing any evil on them or injury on them. But guys can get hurt. It's high-level competition. They might not be as healthy as we think they're going to be next round, assuming that it's Celtics-Knicks next round.
Yep, and you called it with the hot weather coming in. The Yankees are playing like they should be playing.
Yeah.
The bats are starting to get hot. The weather's getting hot.
Yeah.
And it's going to be it's a long season, but at the end, I think we're going to have some championships with both the Rangers and Yankees, and if somehow the Knicks can get healthy soon enough, it could be a three-way championship this year.
Could you imagine we get that all at once after the, you know, to end the drought? We just get a Knicks parade, Rangers parade, which would be very close to each other. Yankees parade in the fall. I don't know. If I'm a gambling man, which I am, I can't bank on that happening. I can't even bet a dollar on all that happening. I'm just looking for one. I'm just looking to go to one parade in New York. I want one day to get drunk with everybody and just hop around and enjoy the world watching the live stream of New York City being turned upside down.
Yep, and we're talking food. Have you ever had a falafel by any
chance?
Of
course.
Okay, well, if you want the best falafel, you got to go down to Brooklyn.
Okay, where?
Falafel Tatami. It's on 17th Street, right off Avenue M. It'll be the best falafel you ever had.
All right.
And you should check it out. It's better than most falafel stands in Israel because the woman who owns it came from Israel. And you won't be disappointed.
I got it bookmarked. Yeah, you guys have given me two spots to check, one in Harlem, one in Brooklyn.
Right off Avenue M, 17th Street. And you won't be disappointed. It's only $8, and it's the best deal in New York.
Awesome. Thanks for the tip, Peter. Appreciate you calling in again. 877-337-6666. New York is unrivaled as far as food goes. You can get whatever food you want at any time in New York, anywhere. You get on a train, you drive somewhere, any kind of whatever you got a craving for, you can go figure it out. You can go find it. And, I mean, if you're crafty, you can find it for the low, for cheap. I love in the summer, too, when the festivals start, the San Gennaro Festival, even over where I'm at, in I know they have it in Brooklyn, but where I'm at in Jersey City, they have the Smorgasbord, and they just pop up with the different vendors, the Italian-American festivals that pop up when it gets warm. Yeah, we're almost there. We are almost there to barbecues. We are almost there to outside food and food that you can eat with your hands. And, yeah, I can't wait, man. Kickoff the summer's coming up. I got this Willie Randolph event coming up. Yankee games coming up. More Rangers games. Knicks games coming up. It's the most wonderful time. Let's go to Tom's River and talk to Tim on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
Hi, Ricky.
Good, man. Hanging in there.
Today's offense, are you feeling the Astros are becoming like the old Orioles?
I just think that they're cooked. They don't have the pitching. Like the kid that they rolled out there today, I think I was listening to Susan talk about him and how excited he was to pitch in Yankee Stadium. I'm like, this kid doesn't stand a chance. And I'm so mad that I took this week off from gambling, because I definitely would have bet on the Yankees to homer and back-to-back days, whatever. That's how it goes. That's exactly why you should never bet, because you can never call it. When you decide to take a break, you're going to be like, oh, I could have made money. But I look at the Astros like this. What goes around comes around. They were dominant for so long. They had a legit dynasty for so long. Nothing lasts forever. They actually cheated and didn't get punished for it. Now they are getting punished on a night-to-night basis. Now they don't have the pitching, and they don't have the hitting, and they have the hitting, but their guys aren't hitting because they know they don't have the pitching, and they know that they can't score 100 runs. So I don't feel bad for them at all. I hope their fans and all these goofies, like I went to the stadium the other night, I saw two goofies with big orange cowboy hats in Yankee Stadium, and I'll talk to you. I'm the type of fan, I'll walk right up to you and talk to you. I walked up to the first guy. I was like, you can take that off now. And then by the time it was like the Yankees were blowing him out, I saw another guy. I just walked up to him. I was like, take off that stupid hat.
And the hitting. Do you think that's what they planned? Volpe getting on base, which is, they had LeMayo there, but now Volpe's doing the job.
Yes.
Soto there and Judge.
I mean, it was a little bit of an adjustment for Volpe, obviously moving from the sixth spot to the leadoff spot. But he's working his walks. It's like the eye is coming back. He's stringing together some hits. The average is creeping back up. Yes. Soto, Judge, Verdugo. I don't care that Verdugo went 0 for 5 tonight. He's a dog. Two nights ago was his night. It's a team. Somebody can have an off night, pick him up. The guys in front of him, picked him up. The guys behind him, picked him up. I mean, even Austin Wells. I didn't mention Austin Wells tonight. Good for Austin Wells. Austin Wells, slow ass, was motoring to get that double in. Good, bro. Get that average up. He's hitting 200 now.
And then we got Dominguez coming.
And then Embrace the Martian. Embrace the Martian. Coming soon.
And on the falafel note, you can't get your falafel outside your job.
I mean, you can get a falafel in so many places. I don't know if I'm going all the way to Brooklyn specifically to get that falafel, but if I end up in Brooklyn for something else and I remember 17th Street, Falafel Tanami or whatever, yeah, I'll probably, you know, do that. But you can get a falafel in so many places.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Well, not fine, Tim, but, like, you know what I'm saying? We're having a conversation about falafels and where you can get them. You don't have to specifically go there, but what he was saying was, there's an $8 one there, and the lady that owns the restaurant's from Israel, so they're specifically bomb. No?
I can't.
Where do you get your falafels?
I can't eat.
Oh, I can't hear you now. What'd you hit? Speakerphone?
No. I can't eat off falafel because I'm Jewish.
Oh, okay. What do you eat then?
I have a store where I live in Lakewood.
Okay, yeah, no.
Really?
I'm from that area, bro. I spend a lot of time in that area. And in my area where I grew up, there's a ton of Jewish people. I've had a lot of different Jewish food. I know what you mean. Kosher food.
Kosher food, yeah. So there's a store. It's an Israeli store, fully Israeli. And they sell, it's called Kashuto. And that's where I get my food.
Word, yeah. This summer you might catch me Toms River, Lakewood area, but I'm more so in the area in the summer where the Bennies go, like Deal, Allenhurst, Long Branch, Pier Village. Like, I'm in that area with the Jewish people that I grew up with.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
All right. I'll let you go, Tim. Thanks for calling, man. Don't want to take up any more of your time. Shout out to Lakewood, Tom's River. Shout out to all my Hebrews down there doing the thing, keeping it kosher. You feel me? Baruch Natah, Dayanai, and all that. I got to get my boy Eitan back on. I was talking to Eitan. Eitan, shout out to you if you're watching on TikTok or listening. I didn't text you back because my phone is doing a TikTok live, but you guys remember Eitan coming through. He's the Jewish comedian. He has a tour going on right now where he's throwing out the first pitch at a bunch of different ballparks, and I think in June he's going to throw out the first pitch at Citi Field, which is crazy. Citi Field, yo, they just had my guy Nikki Cass throw out a first pitch at Citi Field. I'm like, yo, maybe I could throw out a first pitch at Citi Field. That would be hilarious. Now, throwing out today's ceremonial first pitch, nighttime host, known Mets hater from the Fan in New York, Keith McPherson. Boo, boo. Throw the Seymour Wieners at him. Let's go to Danbury, Connecticut, and talk to Alessandro.
I don't want to say her name.
Say whose name?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's funny. This is the girl who gave me this. Wow.
What girl? I don't know her.
Hello?
I'm married. I don't know. I don't know about all that, bro. That's the girl. I don't know her. Billie Jean? Ah, loopy on a late night. Get ready, Big Mac. That was a good one. You guys caught that on TikTok? I don't know if my mic was on or off for you guys to hear that one. 877-337-6666. That was funny. Jeff is in Montauk on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? Just a big day, Yankees Knicks. You know, it's been a while since we're feeling that good.
Vibes, winning, New York on top, standing on business.
Of course, I'm just saying, you know, we're about to go 15 games over. I know it's early in the season, you know, a lot going on, Knicks-Rangers, but, you know, I feel like it's going to be a good year, that's it.
Yeah, the Yankees are doing what they're supposed to do while the Knicks and Rangers are doing what they're supposed to do.
That's it, 39-203, you know, that's it. Damn it, hello.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call, Jeff. You know what? Something else just popped up on my Twitter feed I wanted to address. I forget what caller said. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be a clown and call it Willis Reed or compare it to Willis Reed. It's not a clown thing. We obviously understand the magnitude and the injury and the time and a finals game. But the New York Post doubled down on it. And they literally put a picture of Willis Reed walking onto the floor next to Jalen Brunson. So when you get the New York Post tomorrow, which I don't know if you guys get newspapers, but like if you're a Knicks fan, go get the newspaper, clip it, frame it. If you ever see my live streams, which I got to do more of them, on YouTube or whatever, and you see my backdrop, I have Derek Jeter, I have Judge, I have some of the moments clipped from newspapers and framed, and it's just a cool way, especially because like newspapers are hard to find. But if you're a Knicks fan, go get the paper today in the morning. It says, read all about it. They obviously played on Willis Reed, and it says 50 years ago to the day later, Jalen channels Willis and leads the Knicks to legendary win. It's not corny. It's not clown stuff to understand your own history, understand that you don't have that many moments, and understand the significance of this date in history to what happened. 877-337-6666. Gus is in Ridgewood. What's up, Gus? You're on the Fan.
Mr. KM to the AM, it is a pleasure to speak with you again, brother. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for calling again.
Absolutely. It's good to be speaking with you again. I literally just got off the plane at JFK. I was in Orlando, you know, at a conference. Was DJing over the weekend in Miami. Came back, went over to Orlando, took care of a couple of things. Jumped on the flight. Half the flight, half the flight had the Knick game on. Everybody was watching. Everybody was fist pumping and all of that. It was an incredible sight to see.
That's
to
amazing.
To be able to witness something. Yeah, to witness something just as euphoric and as incredible as this in history, in New York sports history right now. You don't get to see something like this as much. And it's really, really, really something to witness what I was able to witness tonight. Even not being at the Garden, like, you had an airplane of random people flying in from God knows where, like, you know, kids coming from Disney World and whatnot. And it was still an incredible experience to see people, like, half of the plane light up the, you know, put the game on. So it just goes to show how captivating this team is. It goes to show how gritty this team is. I mean, the fact that you had Brunson score almost 30 points while being out for more than 25% of the game. I mean, he was on pace to score 40 again tonight if he didn't get knocked out for that little bit. I really think we have something special in our hands. And you know, I had a bit of a disagreement with your predecessor Sal about whether this team will be sustainable or not, but you know, this team is gritty. Whether Brunson scores, you know, above 30 or 40 or not, there's just something different in the air about this team. And it's really incredible to see. It's really incredible to witness. And it's making me think, you know what? Why not? At this point, I think I'm going to go to Indy for game four and just take it in. I mean, look, the tickets right now are like, you know, $100 right now on StubHub. And, you know, flights aren't that unreasonable. It's less to go over to Indy to watch a game four right now than it is to go to the Garden when the prices are starting at like $500. It's insane, you know, to see that. But
yeah, man,
there's just something. It's just something incredible about this team, man. And you being a big time New York sports fan, I know you can definitely appreciate that. You know, more than most people. By the way, I actually happen to DJ for the Mets, so if you really do want to throw out the first pitch, I can make a call if you want.
Nah, that's not for me. Thanks for the call, though, Gus. I mean, a few things, and I'll take us to break here. Sal Akkad is not my predecessor. Sal became the overnight host when I became the nighttime host. It was published in the same New York Post article, so I guess Sal would be Big Mac's predecessor. Yeah, no, you know, just clearing that up. Also, radio is theater of the mind, and I love that Gus just shared with us the visual of being on an airplane. Most people have been on an airplane, but think about being on the airplane with 100 strangers heading back to New York, and everybody's watching the Knicks game, or let's say 75% of the plane is watching the Knicks game, and let's say 50% of the plane actually are Knicks fans, and let's say 25% of the plane are actually diehard Knicks fans that know what's going on. That's still crazy to think about being 30,000 feet up and what the Knicks are doing. It makes everybody say, oh, I'm not going to watch Avengers on this flight. I'm going to watch the Knicks game. And that's just amazing to think about. And you just gave me the theater of the mind of being on a plane during that moment. You know, when Jalen Brunson goes out or when Jalen Brunson comes back, and being on a plane watching the game versus, you know, being in the Garden. Another thing with the tickets to Indy. Now, if you want to go to Indiana, go to Indiana. I've been in Indiana once. I told you guys, I think two nights ago when I went to Chicago, we just had time to kill. I wanted to go gamble. We drove out to the casino in Indiana. It was called the Horseshoe or something in Indiana. And driving out there, I was like, there's nothing out here. There's no reason for me to come back here. Let's go to the casino, run it up real quick, and go back to the city of Chicago. Also, if you're thinking about going to Indiana, think about the fact that Jalen Brunson could possibly not play next game or play and sit down. OG Anunoby could be ruled out. So you might be booking a trip to Indy and not get the results you want, or it be a game where they legitimately rest their players and say, we're up 2-0, we could lose a game in a 7-game series. Now, it's different with the Carolina Hurricanes, as I was talking about last night with the Rangers, how there's $300 lower level like lower first bowl seats in the PNC Arena that the Carolina Hurricanes share with the North Carolina State Wolfpack basketball team. And you could drive down there or fly down there for cheaper than it would cost you to sit in the lower bowl at Madison Square Garden. I would understand doing that. I've encouraged all of you to go down to Philadelphia, and I know a lot of you did, and that is a forever moment. Man, these moments don't come a lot. They happen for the Knicks, or they don't happen for the Knicks, but they happen for the Yankees and even the Mets and the Rangers. But for this to happen for the Knicks, it's special. It's rare. So let's keep living in it, man. Let's keep talking about it. Let's keep talking Yankees as well. We got to go to break. I've got about 24 minutes left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan in New York. 20 minutes to go here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for watching live on TikTok or tweeting at Keith_McPherson. You guys are the best. We do this together. We enjoy this time together. All the fans in New York, it's a special time. We didn't take any L's this week. That, like, never happens. 877-337-6666. My guy Mo from the Bleachers on the Fan. Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone again.
Yeah, I actually would like to order the large pie special with pepperoni, if you don't mind.
The 2-for-1 deal?
The 2-for-1, of course. I guess this is Domino's now, right?
Okay, no problem. Any toppings?
No. Yeah, no, just the one pepperoni is fine. I just thought that caller was funny. That's it.
Yeah. But, am I on the radio? Like, yes. Where else were you calling at this time and holding for that long? He didn't hold for a couple minutes. He was holding for a little while.
But, yeah, I didn't even think they had a chance of winning tonight when Brunson got down. This team just is the gutty-gritty Knicks I remember from the 90s, but... just wanted to let you know, because I know you're a student of the baseball game, too. I wanted to switch gears towards Stanton. But have you noticed the change in his approach and his stance? And this guy I always thought was the X factor for the Knicks. You knew Soto was going to hit. You knew Judge was going to come around. But the way Stanton's hitting, his stance is way more open now. He's closer to the plate, and he's absolutely crushing the ball. And I think that with a healthy Stanton, I mean, that's always the big, big question mark with him. But... you know, Stanton being on the ball, I think this team can make a little bit of noise. I mean, who would have thought the Yankees playing the Astros taking the first two is an afterthought with what the Knicks are doing. Just wanted to get your opinion on, you know, basically where you think Stanton will be and where you think the Yankees will be. And just a shout out and say hello to you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, what's up, man? And I look forward to seeing you in the bleachers again soon. With Stanton, I think it's a lot about his hand placement. I remember reading about him having his hands closer to his body, which allows him to get out in front. And, man, like, is he getting out in front? He's getting the bat around, the bat speed. He's smacking the ball. And, you know, we forget sometimes. This guy is going to be a Hall of Famer with the numbers that he put up. And he's got a chip on his shoulder from what happened with Cashman in the offseason, saying that getting hurt is a part of his game. So far, so good. Obviously, he can't run. I made the joke last week that he can't top 4.0 on the treadmill. But, man, what we want him to do is hit home runs. What's he got, 7 home runs? Can he hit 25 bombs this year, 30 bombs this year?
I think it's a lock for him to hit 25 if he's healthy. But right. One thing I did notice, look at it when you look at his feet on TV, right, when you don't see daylight between his back foot and his front foot, when he opens up his stance a little bit,
yeah.
Like you said, he gets his hands a little lower. You could tell just the way he's standing. When that gap becomes big and he's peeking over his shoulder, he can't hit. When he's facing that pitcher and he's got his head turned towards it and it's not like he's peeking around the corner, he hits well. And it's so obvious to me. It kills me that, like, these batting coaches, whatever, they don't see this, that when his stance is opened up and his hands are a little bit lower, he's a very, very dangerous hitter. And that's what I'm seeing all of this year with him, really.
Yeah, he's one of the most dangerous. You can't pitch to him. When he's not chasing and he's waiting on his pitch, he's on it. And he's smacking it and it's going 450 feet. It's good to have him healthy. It's good to have him in the DH spot. It's good that Judge has gotten going. We're going to have a real interesting situation, a good problem on our hands when it's Dominguez, Judge, Stanton, Soto, Verdugo, Trent Grisham. Like, they all need to play. And it depends on the matchup. It depends on the stadium, ballpark. Depends on who's hot. It's going to be a good problem to have.
Well, listen, I just wanted to shout out and say hello and see how you're doing, get your opinion on things, and I hope to see you again soon, man. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Appreciate you, Mo. I'll see you out there soon. 877-337-6666. I mean, over time, Giancarlo Stanton has tweaked his batting stance from being a Marlin to a Yankee, but I think the biggest thing for him, he said he was trying to get back into being more of a baseball player. Haven't really seen that on the base paths. But he slimmed down a little bit. He's a little leaner. And I think he knows there's no point for him to try and sprint and pull a calf or a hamstring. He is strictly a DH. The Yankees went out and got outfielders. We do not need him to ever play the outfield anymore. That would be dumb, actually. Who is he better in the outfield then? No one. So for the next 3 years of Giancarlo Stanton, he needs to hit home runs. He needs to be a slugger at DH and stay healthy. And there's going to become a time where he's a bench bat, right? There's going to become a time when maybe this year in October, we're calling on him to be clutch in the postseason as we've seen him be. There may be times where he didn't start the game and maybe Juan Soto DH'd and Dominguez played center field and Judge was in right. And then late in the game, you can bring out a Hall of Famer like Giancarlo Stanton to face whoever's coming out of their bullpen. And I'm dreaming of those times. We're getting there. Isaac out in Brooklyn on the Fan. You're up next. Go for it.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Keith. I just, by the way, had the quickest shower of my life with the phone on speaker on mute, just, you know, hoping to get on the Fan.
Pulled it off.
But, yeah. Keith, I was going to talk to you about the Knicks and Yankees, but I want to say, like, I'll get to it after. I have an awesome plane story for you of me watching the game on a flight. But quickly, Keith, we never get in New York the Knicks in the playoffs and the Rangers the way it is. I know what's going on with the Yankees. I'm a massive Yankee fan. I know what they're doing. I got, you know, the box scores, the highlights, everything, you know, on Google, pinning the score on my phone. You know, every see what's going on with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, but Keith, every New Yorker is locked into what the Knicks are doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Keith, yeah, I don't even like change to the Yankees because I'm a big hockey fan, but you want to see real hockey. You got to see the fight, what happened tonight in the Boston game. If you want to get a little excited about the NHL playoffs, you see
I'm sure it's on Twitter.
Yeah, look it up. They had like five fights. It's ridiculous. Also, like the arena in Florida, they had like a ding, ding, ding. A boxing belt. It's very funny. It's very cute. But Keith, quick to my plane story. Last year, this time, game one, Rangers-Devils, I'm on a flight. I paid for the Wi-Fi. You know, I'm watching the game. I'm streaming the game. And it was a quiet flight. It was at night. The lights are off. And I'm with a buddy. We're on an iPad watching the game. And the Rangers scored the first goal. We jump up. We're in earpods. We don't hear anything. We're screaming, yo, let's go, let's go. And we look up, and the entire flight's looking at us. Some dude in the back's like, yo, Rangers scored. I'm like, yeah, let's go, 1-0. And we get a few shushes. Everybody's like, somebody a few rows over is like, oh, my God, you're watching the game. Let's go. You know, like, anyway, I end up having about 15 people standing around. The stewardess comes over and is like, you know, you can't have this. You know, everybody has to be in their seat. So we take the iPad to the back. And the stewardess tells us, like, oh, by the way, I'm a huge Ranger fan. And she starts watching the game with us. We have 15, 16 people in the back of the plane with the stewardess every few minutes looking up at the front to see if the seatbelt light is on.
Did I miss like, it? But were there no TVs in the seats?
I don't know what people were doing. We had I guess because of the Wi-Fi, whatever it was, we had it going. It was awesome. But we had 15 people in the back of a plane watching Rangers Devils. It was awesome.
I'm sure that's illegal. I'm sure you were breaking some kind of code. You guys got to be seatbelts. on.
Yeah, I know. She kept on looking back for her seatbelt. She told us in the beginning, turbulence, whatever. It was awesome. We had like Ranger scores, some dude in the back, like Ranger scores, and then we had like 15 guys watching the game together.
And you'll always remember where you watched that game because that was unorthodox and that was rare, and you were up in the air, and there were other people that joined in on one iPad. But I don't know. I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be like, hey, can I get whatever the Wi-Fi is? Can I pay for the Wi-Fi? Get that on my TV.
Yeah, it was a couple bucks. That's what these airlines get you. But whatever, you have to pay. Listen, I'm not missing my Rangers, you know?
I understand.
Yeah, we don't get this too often. The Garden's electric. I was last night, and like 1:30 in the morning, there were Ranger fans, you know, just everywhere, just walking around, Panarin jerseys, and it was awesome. The Garden's awesome. The city's electric. I love it. It's awesome.
Gotta love it. Thanks for the story and more theater of the mind. I had some questions on that one because I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I've been on a plane where you couldn't just get the cable on the TV with Wi-Fi to watch a game. And I don't think I've ever been on a plane where you could congregate around one area. I don't know. But hey, it's your story, not mine. I'll believe you. anywho, yeah, what's special about it is the parallel to 1994, both teams that play in the Garden giving you this energy every night. It's Knicks, Rangers, Knicks, Rangers. Man, think about the people that work at the Garden that are Knicks, Rangers fans that get to see all of this, that, you know, are there and don't have to pay for a ticket. It's their job. It is rare. It is fun. I have been in New York for so many years now, working different jobs. You've heard me talk about, I understand when it turns into a Rangers town. When it turns into a Rangers town, Knicks town, the Yankees are good. Here come the Mets coming back home this weekend as the Yankees will hit the road. You hope that the Mets can battle with the Braves. We can keep on winning. And the vibes are right, man. I'm the type of person, I always wear sports gear. And when my teams suck, I do not wear the gear. Because I'm also the type of person, I have random conversations with people based on their gear. I'm seeing a ton of Rangers stuff, Knicks stuff, Yankee stuff. People are proud to represent the team that they root for and proud of the city. These teams represent us. And now they actually play like we want them to represent us. So it's a good time, man. And we got to hope it keeps going. Injuries are going to happen. It is what it is. They're going to fight through it. Got to tip your cap to the front offices and got to tip your cap to these guys that go out there knowing, yo, we got the city on our back. I saw Isaiah Hartenstein talking about it, how, you know, Knicks fans are the best fans in the league. Other teams don't have that, and they don't. They don't. I really do hope it gets to Celtics-Knicks because I know those Celtics fans think that they have a bunch of fans. They think that they're deep like that. I know from, you know, Nets versus Celtics being at those games and, you know, some goofy Boston fans will come down and try and take over, and I don't know if they're going to be able to take over the Garden, but I also don't know if we're going to get that matchup. One game at a time, let's not fast forward. Pacers fans, there's no such thing as Pacers fans coming to take over the Garden. I don't know. Call me up if you saw a mob of Pacers fans in New York. If you did, I bet you they're not booking any more trips. I did see Game 5, if necessary, will be Tuesday at 8. I saw Ian Begley put that out there. And yeah, got to keep on rolling. Let's keep on rolling before my time expires. Leo is in North Brunswick. Leo, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how are you doing?
Good, man. Another one.
Hey, listen, I have been a Knicks, New York City sports fan for a long time. I've been listening to the Fans since when guys used to call on the car phone and had to get their questions right before they got into the tunnel. And they're trying to get the call in into WFAN. So I've been listening to for a while. Enjoyed the Rangers. Remember celebrating with my brother watching the Rangers win. Brunson is on par with, somebody was talking about the greatness of the great, you know, Jeter, Brunson, Eli, Messier, you know, Messier with his, you know, his guarantee, you know, incredible stuff for New York City sports. So it's been great. It's been such a great ride. And it's really good to be able to talk to you. Because like I said, I used to, you know, listen to all the old heads on WFAN, Captain Midnight, was one of my favorites, you know.
That was my predecessor right there. You said it before I could get back to it. Steve Summers was my predecessor. I came in after Steve dipped out.
Yeah, and that was great listening to Steve. I'm glad that I get to listen to you. I'm very enjoying your shows a lot and see that you are really a fan and enjoying it as a fan and also being able to talk about it. It's just, you know, I'm sure that you're in heaven, cloud nine. But one thing, my original thing was, this is a comment on Rick Carlisle, and I think he mentioned, you know, the heart that he supposedly had fouled, Halliburton under the rim, hitting him in the back. And, you know, you're under the rim. It's a physical game. It's physical. It's always been a physical matchup with the Pacers. And so, you know, I think that Rick Carlisle just, you know, being a little bit sour grapes. And so that was my original, you know, reason for calling. They just really need to.
He's just an old man, and he's a crybaby, and he got ejected. Man, thanks for the call, Leo, and the compliments. I'll take it from here because I also had a bookmark tweet. Earlier I told you that Rick Carlisle was leaning into, oh, we're a small market team. Let me go back and read this because he's already had one of his players come out and rebuke this. But yeah, before we go there, the quote from Isaiah Hartenstein was, the energy is always amazing. New York is special. There's no fans like that in the league. Just having them behind us every game, even on away games. Like, this is a guy that is going to get paid this offseason, and he doesn't want to leave. He also said job's not done. He understands. He's got a ball. Mitch is not coming back. But Rick Carlisle was crying as soon as he got on the mic talking about small market teams. He said that small beans compared to everything else. Small market teams deserve an equal shot. They deserve a fair shot no matter where they're playing. And I laughed him off the podium because I'm like, we're talking about the New York Knicks? Now the New York Knicks are being treated like the New York Yankees, a big market team? Now all of a sudden the Knicks are favored. They're still not favored. The broadcast is still underestimating, joking, like, Reggie Miller laughed. All the boogeyman's coming back. It's still LOL Knicks nationally, so miss me with that. And then even TJ McConnell doubled down on it. I just saw the video come out where he said, you know, they asked TJ McConnell about Rick Carlisle's small market comments regarding the calls. And TJ McConnell, who's playing his ass off, says, we love Rick showing that type of energy on the court, but that's not the feeling that we have in the locker room. We're not going to sit here and blame officials. We got to be better. It's just that simple. So you have their veteran head coach crying, getting ejected after they review a play. He was basically got ejected over some nonsense. Like, there's nothing for you to even get that mad about. You're 64 years old, about to be a senior citizen. Get it together, bro. You've been in the league. You've been around since the late 80s. He was an assistant for the New Jersey Nets in 1989. So you're crying small market. You're crying that, oh, you're in the Garden and the Knicks are getting the calls because it's New York versus Indiana. That has nothing to do about it. Tyrese Halliburton came out and said that they didn't play well enough. Let's not act like that's the reason why they lost. And then TJ McConnell came out and said, that's not how we feel in the locker room. So Rick Carlisle, you've already lost the locker room. We'll see what happens the rest of the way with the injuries that the Knicks have. Last call of the night goes to Rocco in Saratoga. You got it, Rock.
How you doing, Keith? Yeah, Rick Carlisle needs to stop being a big crybaby. Ridiculous. Come on. He said 29 calls we caught that shouldn't have been against us and went in the Knicks' favor. Give me a break. It goes both ways. This is the playoff. It's rough and tough ball. It's not a regular season game. You know, the officials aren't going to call ticky-tacky calls. They got to play.
They lost by 9 points. It wasn't. I don't know.
Come on. And it could have even been worse if Jalen played the whole game.
If OG played down the stretch, it could have been worse. Yeah. Like, this guy just was being a crybaby. Whatever.
Come on. Grow up. Grow up, man. You're in New York. Come on. And then in Indiana. What? So now the officials have to blow the whistle on us when we're in Indiana to make up for it?
And that's the thing, too. He was crying about the first game, and they were saying, oh, there was 26 calls in the first game. We just didn't submit them. Why did you submit them? Because you thought you'd have a chance to win the second game and they'd call a game better?
Now he found, Yeah, and he found three more. This time, the second game, he's got 29. What the hell is he doing? On the sideline, looking at everyone and counting them? Oh, look at that. That was a touch. He pushed them in the back. Why didn't they call? Stop looking at the damn fouls and get you guys playing some defense.
Thanks for the call, Rock. Man, tonight goes out to the New York Knicks, the New York fans. Jalen Brunson coming back from injury. We hope that OG Anunoby doesn't have a pull or a strain, and then they can continue to win. Thanks for watching live on TikTok. Thanks for tweeting at me on Twitter. Dialing the show, being a part of the show. Another one. That's another one in the books. Another good night. The Knicks win. The Yankees win. And we hope that it continues. We're winning a lot in New York. The city's on fire. We up, baby. We up. New York or nowhere. C-Max coming up next. KM to 2 a.m. concludes. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.